Lucy Amici, two lengths clear from Menaheed Microphone. Wide out Loving Gabby, Lyle with a big run late. The Key Amici's clear. They're queued up. Microphone second. It betraying, giving chase. Key Amici in front from Microphone and Lyle, and Key Amici led all the way. Key Amici beats Microphone in the slipper and getting up for third in the white cap was Lyle.
Oh, what a moment it was for Godolphin. 1-2-3 in Australia's premier juvenile race, adding to the Magic Millions and the Blue Diamond. Vin Cox, Managing Director of Godolphin in Australia, joins us. Vin, congratulations on an outstanding day.
Good morning, Michael. Look, it was wonderful to be there, wonderful to be a part of, and just a massive result for Sheikh Mohammed. So, an enormous thrill.
And Key Amici was the outsider. Was that where you had her pegged in the rankings?
She was one that just kept sort of sneaking up on us a bit. She did actually win our first two-year-old race of the season back on Derby Day at Rose Hill. It was a fairly solid field. We had exhilarates in the field and obviously Key Amici won the race. So in that one race alone, you had a Golden Slipper winner and a Magic Millions winner. But she won last week and won quite well on the wet track, and she just thrived all last week. I was at track work on Tuesday morning, and she literally came off the track bucking and squealing, and just really doing extra well. And she had a relatively soft run, we thought, on the Saturday. So yeah, she came out of race well and put in a big performance.
Lovely ride by Damien Lane as well. And it was great to see the emotion of James Cummings that was on social media. I think, Will, your media manager, was filming the Godolphin team watching the finish. And we see James as being pretty cool, calm and collected, but there was some genuine emotion when Kimichi hit the line and he'd Quinella'd the race, Godolphin trifecta in it. But obviously, there's been a bit of pressure, and that was a culmination of a very, very long program to get these two-year-olds who have been performing so well to perform in the grand final.
Oh, indeed. I mean, you've got to hand it to James and the team. To get five individual two-year-olds in a Golden Slipper is a feat in itself. And, whether he doesn't appear, I asked him on Saturday, I said, how are you feeling? And he said, I'm fine. I said, I can tell you're nervous. I've never seen him so nervous in my time working with him over the last 12 months. And look, there's a lot of pressure on. It's a big race. It does change your valuations of your bloodstock. If you've got the colt that wins the race, or you've got the stallion that side the winner, it really does move the needle. And look, everyone's under pressure. We've got to perform on those big days and win those big grand finals. And to pull it off, it's just a magnificent performance.
Well, speaking of that, would you have been a little more happier if Microphone had won for the future?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, Microphone would have been probably the best result, but, Key Amici winning, we own the stallion in sidestep, albeit he's up in Queensland just on lease for the next season. But it changes his value, changes the value of the relations and all sorts of things. But Microphone will have another day.
Well, where does he go and where does the winner go? Is Kimichi just a pure sprinter? There'll be others that'll probably be heading on to the size and the champagne, but Kimichi, will you keep her going?
We're yet to have our usual Monday morning wrap-up. We usually leave the horses for 24, 36 hours or 48 hours, really, just to see how they've come out of each race. But more than likely, we'll put Kimichi away, Microphone, to see how he's doing and maybe take aim at the size projects. We'll talk about it through the morning.
Just losing you a little bit there, Vin. If you can just talk into the phone. I'm not sure if you're on hands-free, but that'd be brilliant. Hey, just on on the others, Exhilarates, you mentioned Tenley and Pinsec. They were down the opposite end of the field. Was that just purely because of the wet track? They didn't handle the conditions?
Well, Tenley, if you watch the replay again, the moment she comes out of the machine, she's under hard riding.
Yeah.
She didn't handle it at all. Exhilarates half missed the start and was just found it hard to make up ground from back there. She ran on okay right at the end, but she's been up a while, obviously, having had the Magic Millions campaign. So we'll give her a good rest, and Pinsec, we'll just see how she's done. That was only her third run, but we think she's a pretty promising filly, so it just really comes down to what
how she's come out of it and where we can go with her.
Gee, I thought the Blue Diamond win a liar for Anthony Freeman was outstanding, making good ground. Will she progress on to a size?
Look, she's had a big campaign. Been up a long time. Haven't spoken to Anthony just at this stage, but my gut feeling tells me that we'll probably put her away.
And, of course, we've got to remember that you've got Tassort, who went amiss, who was potentially your best type heading to the Golden Slippers. So the depth is amazing as far as Godolphin is concerned. And is there a possibility that Chenier, who won during the week, could eventually be the best of your juvenile crop?
Well, if you ask Anthony, he'll tell you. We're very excited about his win last Wednesday at Sandown. It was a pretty extraordinary performance. We'll look to probably run him in Melbourne again in 10 days or so. And then maybe, if he does well, bring him up for the Champagne Stakes at the end of the Sydney Carnival. So, look, he's a very, very promising horse. He's very dominant in his win down there in Sandown. So, we'll just see where he ends up.
Yeah, it is unbelievable the depth that you've got. And outside of the Golden Slipper, it was a great day at the office. And Avilius bouncing back and getting out to unbelievable odds after the disappointing one run in the Australian Cup. That, again, was a good training performance by James Cummings to get him back and performing like that. Was there any answers out of the Australian Cup?
Oh, look, no, there's no getting away from the fact that he was disappointing in the Australian Cup. We were as disappointed as anyone. James just doesn't panic. He just works out what's going on with the horse and progresses back on the plan. So, very, very good win. Whether we go to the Tankard Stakes on Saturday or put him out and wait for the spring, we're not sure at this stage. Again, we'll have a chat about it this morning and work out where we go.
Do you think he's a better 2,000-metre horse, that that's his range? I know the aim was the Melbourne Cup last year. Where do you think he's best positioned?
I probably suspect he is, just being by Pivotal, and Pivotal traditionally doesn't get a horse over an extended distance. Probably is, but we'd like to give him a chance at a 2,400-metre race, whether that's the Caulfield Cup or a Tankard Stakes, we'll just see.
What do you do now? Do you sit down, as you said this morning, and have a roundtable discussion about where all of these horses go and what the spring targets might be? Do you think you've got guineas potential horses from the slipper?
Oh, you'd have to say we do, just with the quality of horses that we've had run at two this year. We've had 10 individual two-year-old stakes winners, so there's good depth in our two-year-olds, and the natural progression is to look to the spring and look to those guineas types of races. So and hopefully there might be one or two horses we haven't unwrapped yet. So you just never know.
It was an unbelievable even contest beforehand. I suppose we've had one of the outsiders, Kimichi, win it. In 12 months' time, how do you think we'll look back on this slipper for depth-wise and the quality of horses that come out of it? Do you think it was an above-average year?
Oh, I think it was. When there's a dominant favourite and a dominant winner, there's a reason for that. Either the horse that dominates is a standout, or the rest of the field's not quite at that level. On Saturday, you had a very even field. The betting told you that. All the form leading into the race told you that. And it was a track that probably, it was a track that was dealt up on the day. It's something you've got to deal with. And I think, certainly most of the more favoured runners ran well. We were obviously delighted with Microphone. We thought he was our number one seed, and he ran really well. And others. Lyre, having won a Blue Diamond, there's one horse that did have an unlucky passage, it was probably her. So, she carries the Blue Diamond form through. So, I think there was real depth in that field, and there's going to be a lot of quality come out of it.
Well, can we continue the run with the Blue Army this week? We've got the Tankard, which you're yet to finalise whether Avilius will back up. Who will you start in the Vinery?
Pahuta Kara will go there. She won very well at Hemel Grange last Friday week in the Keith Nolan Classic. So, she'll progress forward. She's a nice progressive filly. Been a little bit stiff in the first two runs back and then won very, very well at Kemba. So we're looking forward to her going to the Vinery. It's going to be a very good field. Good quality three-year-old fillies around this year.
And the championships are coming up as well. What about the Doncaster? Have you earmarked for the Doncaster Elise? How did she come through the All-Star Mile?
And she came through well. She ran, we were very happy with the way she ran. We'll probably head to the Mayor's race, the Cornwall Legacy, with her.
Yep.
That doesn't mean to say that Doncaster's off the table as such, but it's probably her better option against the Mayor's, and it's Group 1. But Hartnell will be our probably number one Doncaster seed. He gets in the race fairly well. And he loves the Randwick Mile, and it'd be just a wonderful result to have him there on the day, and hopefully he can have something to cheer about in running for him. You know, he's just a superstar horse, and to give the opportunity to win a race like that would be unbelievable.
And just a word on Winx, you were there on Saturday as well. Have you got anything that you're likely to contest against her in the Queen Elizabeth?
Oh, we've tried that a few times before, Michael. It hasn't worked out too well for us, so we might leave her alone.
Well, you don't want to see the back end of her, but it'd make life a lot easier. If it wasn't for her, Godolphin would have had a clean sweep of every major pretty much in Australia.
Indeed, and it's great that she's been around. I mean, on Saturday, I've got to tell you, it was just magic scenes. The atmosphere was spectacular, and the way that the Waller team and the owners, Peter Ty and Deb and Mr. Trawick, handle themselves is just fantastic. And it's, hats off to them. Everyone's enjoying the ride, and she's just a wonderful mare.
Oh, it's been an unbelievable ride and an unbelievable few months for Godolphin. Will you be heading over to the Dubai World Cup meeting and delivering these trophies in person?
Yes, no, get on the plane tomorrow evening with James and myself and a few others from the racing team, Darren Beedman and Dizzy Appleby, who looks after Crown Lodge and looks after all the two-year-olds, and Paul Reid, who runs our Osborne Park operation where the older horses are residing. So each of us will have a trophy under our arm.
Will you be bringing any horses back, do you think?
We've got a couple coming out from Europe, not specifically from Dubai. We've got a couple we're bringing down.
Oh, very good. We'll find out more about them when you get back. But once again, congratulations on a remarkable performance on the weekend and the season so far.
Good, man. Appreciate it, Michael.
Vin Cox, the boss of Godolphin here in Australia after they trifected the Golden Slipper on Saturday. We'll talk more about the Golden Slipper on the verdict. A lot of fallout from the race, where certain horses go, and how strong do you think that race was as well on the wet conditions. We need to take a break, though. On the other side, we're going to catch up with David Brydoke. Not quite the luster, not quite the money on offer, but gee, it was a great performance with a great win in the Mornington Cup by Self Sense. We'll talk about that after the break.